Dallas CV, currently in Caltag, and you're getting done with your 8-hour layover here. We were commenting this morning, seeing your name way up there. You just whizzed through the Yukon River.
Yeah, the Yukon was an interesting section for me this year. I usually have kind of two almost conflicting goals on the Yukon River. One is to charge the dog team prior to hitting the coast. You know, if it's a battery, I want them full. And the second objective is to get within striking distance of the front teams. Like I said, those appear to be conflicting interests. But at any rate, I feel like we were able to do both those things really well this year through a number of different methods. But here we are, and I don't know that we're exactly within striking distance of the very front runners, but yet I think we did the best we could on the river. And Allie was so far out from farther, you know, earlier on the trail, that I think to be this close is almost something of an accomplishment.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, knowing that you took your 24-hour layover into Katna and made it here where you did, when you did, to Caltag, it seems like, you know, the big leg was to Katna, up to Caltag, take an 8-hour layover. Caltag up the coast to Nome is another, you know, the next big leg, and you seem to do that second leg really, really well, and you must be feeling pretty good about this next big section.
Yeah, I definitely am excited about Caltag to Nome. That's always one of my favorite stretches of trail. That's where I feel like we actually get to race. The rest of the race is building and positioning, and then the final third is actually getting to race, so that's fun. This year was the longest I've ever gone between when I took my 24 and where I took my 8. You know, taking my 24 into Katna is relatively early, I suppose. And going all the way to Caltag before taking my 8, you know, Caltag is the farthest you can go before you have
right.
to take it. So I'm curious to see how this will work out. You know, we're always trying to learn and do something a little bit different and try new things and keep growing as an athlete here.
Yeah. How are your dogs doing? People are saying they're looking really good at this point. How do you feel about them?
I'm feeling very happy about them. I don't think people have seen quite what they're capable of just yet. We've had them a little bit hobbled, so to speak, pretty much the whole way. So I think the next couple days, pretty much the whole way, I've been kind of holding them back, keeping them down, and again, a number of different ways trying to keep these guys fresh and strong and position these 10 dogs here. So from here, I think this is going to be the first time people actually see what this dog team is made of.
Yeah.
And being a very young team, it's also kind of the first time I'm going to get to see what they're made of.
Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about trying new things, it seems like everyone was doing something a little different this year, and which makes it really exciting. And now that we're hitting Unalakleet very soon, we're really going to know where people are positioned and how teams are doing for sure. And so talk about your goal in heading up toward Nome. Obviously, you know, you are a competitor and you're always in the mix of, you know, being a contender. What are your hopes for your team?
Well, easy, Diesel. This year has been a crazy, crazy race, absolutely. And to speak to that first point, everybody has been trying new things, and not just minorly different, not just making small adjustments, but major adjustments. And that's kind of interesting. I think when you make that big of an adjustment and really, really go outside the box, there's a much higher level of risk. You know, there's less controlled areas and more of it's just up to let's see what happens if, you know?
Yeah.
But we are going to learn from it. Not just one musher, but the entire mushing community is going to learn from it, because we're all going to look back and see how Martin's run went or how Jeff King or Sonny Lindner's run went.
Yeah.
And we're going to all benefit from that, those, you know, those tests. Now, as far as the goals from here to Nome, you know, as always, my goal is to get my team to Nome as fast as they are capable of. Last year I finished in fourth place. In a lot of ways, I feel like that was one of my biggest successes in racing, because I feel like that was a team that was truly maximized, a team that had a lot of special needs. It was a very, very, very young team. And I really feel like we built them up correctly and raced them wisely at the end. So though it was a fourth place finish, and on paper certainly not my best, I really feel like as a musher, that was one of my better accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So again, for this team, my goal is to get them there as fast as they can. That being said, I definitely think a top five is doable. And, you know, shoot, we're all getting wrapped up and starting to, you know, decide who we're racing and everything. There is a lot of race left, and if things get hectic in the end, we may be in the mix for a win, but I think that's a long shot.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Dallas. We'll catch you on later down the trail.
All right, thank you.
Dallas CV in Kel-Tag and reporting in Kel-Tag in the sunshine. Very nice. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.